On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. I'm not hungover, but this is kind of a Stanley Cup hangover edition of the podcast. I think Alex Ovechkin and every person associated with the Washington Capitals is probably sleeping pretty heavy. We're recording this on Sunday morning. Big news. Big news. I don't know when the last time this happened. Hockey Mitch is back. Mitchell, how are you?
Ooh, I'm working on hangover too. Let's go, boys.
How are you feeling, dude?
It's been a wild ride, but it was freaking incredible. It was a Thursday night in Vegas from being on the ice as the cup was being passed around in the MGM Grand and Hakkasan with the guys as they partied. It was a wild ride, and professionally, personally, whatever else, it was one of the coolest things I've ever had an opportunity to be a part of, and it was awesome.
All right, we're gonna deep dive into that. But Pete's here. Pete's in studio with me. Pete, what up, man?
What up, JP? I'm just excited for the Caps to come bring the cup by the Redskins Talk studio since they've been bringing around DC.
I'm going to touch that damn cup in some capacity. Tandler, what up? You're on the Lazy Boy, I'm guessing?
Yes, sir.
Should we give chair updates just for the guy that hates when I talk about chairs?
Sure.
I'm in the studio chair, fairly comfortable, normal office chair. Pete, same one.
Same with me. It's a little stiff on the back, but I'll adjust that
Mitch,
real quick.
Mitch, what kind of chair are you in?
I'm in my nice 3 feet wide couch in my basement.
Wow.
Mitch is living.
Couch sounds good. Are your feet on the ground, or are you lounging kind of like on your back with your feet up?
Oh, the feet are up on the table.
That's how it should chilling. Be.
Mitch is chilling. Living right there. That is special edition of Chair Talk for the guy that gets mad whenever we bring up the chairs. Sorry, I don't remember your name, pal. All right, a little bit of business. June 14th, podcast party. This thing is fast approaching, folks. It's going to be live. I'm hearing from a lot of people via Facebook, via everything else, and Twitter and all the good things. It's going to be fun. First 100 people get a beer. First 100 people get a t-shirt. And we have dope raffle tickets. So everybody will get a raffle ticket that, you know, logs in. You check in with the marketing folks when they kind of come in?
Yeah, say hello.
Sign in.
Thank you. And I'm trying to find the email. Dude, they sent me the list of raffle items. Pete, we figured something out for you?
Yeah, I was thinking of maybe asking a trivia question on the pod, and then the first person to come into the podcast party and answer it to me, I will cover their tab for the entire night. I think that's
man, that's not cool.
Okay,
cheap.
Well, just... I'm not doing 200 shots, so I thought that idea was a nice compromise, but...
Well, who's asking for 200? I don't know why you go away from what works. 100
because
shots
it didn't
works.
Really work. I ended up crashing in your basement, and my debit card was just destroyed, and it didn't really work for me.
You were like the hit of the party. How many? You're kind of a nerd. How many times in your life have you been the hit of the party?
I can count how many times I've been to a party on one hand, let alone how many times I've been a hit.
All right, here are the raffle prizes, and this stuff is awesome. Big thanks to Kyle Blackstone that works in our marketing department. We have, Mitch, you're the best drum roller. You got like a minor drum roll for me? There it is. God, I missed Mitch. a signed picture of Vernon Davis. Very cool, right? Scale of 1 to 10, that's a solid 8.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tandler?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Recently retired, signed jersey from D. Hall, who isn't quite a Hall of Fame player, but I bet D. Hall ends up in the Ring of Honor at FedEx.
Certainly.
How do you rate that? Signed jersey, too, not a picture.
Oh, wow.
A jersey,
yeah,
definitely.
That's a 9.
Yeah. 9?
9.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Trent Williams signed football.
10. Anything Trent is a 10.
Yeah, Trent, I think you're right. But the only reason I would say hold off on the 10. Well, also a Trent Williams signed helmet.
14.
Oh. Yeah.
That is sick.
I think the Trent signed helmet is just like a gangster raffle prize.
That is so cool.
How many raffle tickets are you going to try and get, Pete?
I'm going to try and invite some friends and get them to get the raffle tickets, and then we'll kind of go halvesies on the helmet and pass it around a little bit.
Tandler, if you could have any of those, which one would you want? And you can't, by the way.
I know. I think I like the Trent football. I think I'd go with that.
You'd go with the football over the helmet?
Yeah, helmet. Where's that? You know, just where are you going to put it? A helmet's pretty big. Football's not small, but I'm looking at my bookcase, and I can definitely see a better a spot better for a football than one for a helmet.
Are you sad there's no Preston Smith items there?
I think the marketing department swung and missed them.
They got 1 year left. All right, podcast party is going to be live. Couple things in the works. I'm just going to talk about it. And maybe that'll put pressure on making it happen.
Sure.
We have an episode of Redskins 100 Thursday night at 5:00. I want to shoot that episode in Ashburn at Redskins Park using the Redskins Nation studio. So then we can get to Matchbox much earlier and we don't have to fight the Beltway and the toll road and all the things that come with trying to drive from Bethesda to Ashburn during rush hour. So, I plan on getting there about 7:00. I think technically it might start at 8, but it's going to, when I get there, I'm going to start. So we'll see what happens. Tandler, I wanted to ask you this. You very famously took the most awkward route ever to the Penn Commons podcast party, where you drove from Ashburn to Bethesda, then took the Metro from Bethesda to downtown DC, Metroed back DC to Bethesda, and then drove back to Ashburn. None of that made sense, right, Pete?
Yeah, I think there might have been like a ferry involved and maybe a submarine trip too.
You took a bus.
Yeah.
How are you going to get to and from Matchbox? This is a Tandler home game.
I don't know. I might drive. I might Uber.
Second one.
Let's go, Tandler.
Second one.
And Mitch, how are you going to get out there?
You know, guys, I think we should just go stop by Secrets and then head out to Ashburn.
Yeah.
That seems to be the right stop, right?
What's the cover at Secrets on a Thursday night? Because I'll only pay $2 or less.
Well, I'm sure you're staying outside then.
Yeah, I don't know if you're getting in, but it's not much more. It might be $5. I don't know. Who goes on Thursday? Who goes to Secrets at night? Secrets is a day drinking spot.
Yeah, it's a morning
Pete
drinking spot.
Pete only likes it at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. Yeah. On a holiday weekend, preferably.
Let's go.
All right. Podcast party. Big thanks to Matchbox. Big thanks to Lost Rhino, who's going to be our beer sponsor. It's going to be fun. We'll see you there. All right. Mitch, how did you get down on the ice for the Caps game, by the way? Did they let everybody down?
So they let some members of the local media down. I was working with my man, Joe Beninati, and so myself and he were down on the ice interviewing the players. We walked out on the ice, and first guy we talked to was Kuzi, who was like half in shock, half crying, half smiling. Turned around, there's John Carlson with a cup and his, I believe, wife and kids, and got a great interview with him as he's holding the cup or, you know, 3 inches away from it. It was pretty hard not to reach out mid-interview and just, you know, just touch the cup. But I kept it professional for a few minutes.
So have you touched the cup? Be honest.
I have not touched the cup yet.
Why not?
I've seen players drink from it. I didn't get close enough in a non-professional setting to touch it.
I tell you what, Hockey Mitch, I wouldn't have cared about the professionalism in that moment. I would have touched that damn thing.
Yeah. Those guys are touching it for the first time.
What was that, Tandler?
So not in that moment, anyway.
Well, I couldn't hear you between your coughing, so.
I've yet to cough.
All right, Mitch, let's talk about something.
Guys were touching it. Hold on, those guys were touching it for the first time. They were so pumped about it. Yeah. What was I going to do?
Hey, Koozie, scoot over. Let me get my giant paw on this thing. all right. When will I get to touch that thing? Like a month from now? It's got to kind of be more available, don't you think?
You know what I'm holding out hope for, and I have no idea whether this is happening or not, but maybe like you with the podcast party, if I speak it, it'll happen. They got to bring the cup by
the office, right?
NBC Sports
Definitely.
Studios, right?
Yeah.
They got to. And at that point, I'm lifting it. I'm holding it like a baby.
I'm pouring a beer in there and drinking out of it.
You better believe I'm drinking something out of that cup at some point in this year.
Tandler, will you drive to Bethesda if the cup is here?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, good to know. Let's be sure to not let Tandler on that email. Just take him right off it.
I'm always the last to know. I'll find out 2 days after it's there.
You'll see my picture on Instagram.
There you go.
All right. Mitch, you've been there for all of it. If there's anything we need, like, I was downtown Thursday night. It was wild. How'd you get into Hakkasan with all those dudes? Did you, like, flash media credentials at Hakkasan?
No. In fact, the guys were yelling, no media, no media, no media, as they were going in.
So how'd you get in?
So we wrapped up around midnight Vegas time or so from the arena. We were all staying at the MGM Grand. Hakkasan is a club at the MGM Grand. And we dropped off all of our craft equipment, went downstairs to the whiskey bar and met Rob and Tarek and Joe and Mike D and Greg and Jerry, who are the other photographers that we work with. Rich Wolf was their producer. And we're all having kind of a celebratory bourbon, whiskey, JMO, kind of whatever everyone's
sounds
getting
awful.
Into.
Yeah.
As and we look over and we knew that we had heard that they were coming to the club, but we didn't know when or whatever. And we look over and Ovi is literally on the steps of the whiskey bar with the cup walking through the MGM Grand. And so all of us, you know, photog idiots whip out our phones and we're following him as he's walking through a casino with the Stanley Cup. It was he, Berkey, and I believe John Carlson was the third one with them. And they kind of rush into the club, and obviously security is their, you know, personal security guards. They have the MGM security guards, and those guys get in. Matt Niskanen was yelling about no media, so unfortunately, as much as Tarek and Rob and myself and everyone else was trying to join them, we kind of got blocked out for a little bit. But about an hour later, we went up and we're like, hey, like, you know, we cover the team with it, whatever. And the dude at the door granted us a favor and kind of let us in the club, and things kind of went from there.
Did you goose him? How did you handle that? Or this guy, just kindness of his heart. In Las Vegas, everything is for sale. So what was the cash exchange?
There was no cash exchange.
Wow.
We were drinking and talking loudly about how it was kind of shenanigans that we couldn't get in. And the guy, I think, finally took a little mercy on us is how it all went down.
And when you got in there, did you hang out with those guys?
No, I mean, you're in a...
Yeah, I've been there. We were held. Yeah, I was there with you 2 weeks ago.
So they're up on the stage with Tiesto. They're up in their own, their tables and their clubs and stuff like that. And we're, you know.
Are you like by that bar down to the right, kind of?
We're schlubby dudes down on the floor just kind of hanging out. So, but it was
pretty cool. That's pretty damn cool. And you know what I've been curious about? Is there like a Stanley – like, is there an NHL security guy walking around with a cup? Or at this point, has Ovi just, like, stiff-armed that dude that he's not around anymore?
No, there's a dude. In fact, you can follow him on Twitter, Keeper of the Cup. He's a dude who
Hockey
literally,
Mitch.
He's the guy who, believe me, I was, before Game 5 in Vegas, I was on a mission to find that cup in the arena because they keep it at a quote-unquote undisclosed location. You know how I feel about all those back rooms at FedEx Field and
right.
all the other stadiums we go to. I was going to find that thing before the game, so I was on a mission.
Well, did you find it?
I did not find it pregame, but I did
great,
find it post-game.
Great job on that mission, pal.
they're not all winners. You know, Pete knows that, right?
Absolutely.
all right, so here's my last thing, and you can – I want you to answer it honestly, but you can decide to answer this however you want. I understand through some sources that this Caps run has treated you quite well at the now legal sports betting all across America. Do I have that correct?
You don't have that incorrect.
I don't have that incorrect. Well done. I also understand, and this you tweeted out, that you kind of killed it at the Derby and Preakness. Do I have that correct?
You do have that correct.
So, A, did you make any money on the Belmont?
I did not. I lost, my horse betting strategy is one trifecta box. It's a $48 bet. Win, lose, draw, whatever it may be, that's what the one bet is. So I lost my $48 on the Preakness.
But you lost,
I mean, at the Belmont.
Right, but if you hit two trifectas at the Derby and the Preakness, you're doing all right.
Things were okay.
Did Hockey Mitch clear five figures via the betting over the last, well, how long was this run? 6 weeks?
I mean, I wish that I had, but if I had, do you think I would be telling you that?
Dude, there's no, all right, look, lawyers are allowed to listen to that part. Any accountants out there, any Pete's greatest fear, the IRS, you're not allowed to listen to any
no
of this part.
No shot the IRS can listen to that.
Be careful for that International Revenue Service. Right.
They're all over. They're not just in the U.S. They're international.
Wait, no, was it International Revenue Service, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. You're so dumb.
Listen, I'll just say that I had a great time with my hockey guys. We ended up buying a lot of beers because we knew about the series wins each time the Caps advanced and how well it treated all of us, both professionally and me personally. And let's say that when the Redskins go on their run, boys, we're going to have a freaking time.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
All right, dude, I don't think you did this on purpose, but that's a perfect segue. Tandler had a thought that he wrote about that got some good attention. Go ahead, RT.
Yeah, the Redskins up until Thursday evening were the team that had most recently won a championship in Washington. And you look at their whatever you want to call it, doldrums, slump, since winning that Super Bowl in 1991, and nobody else in town has really come up to challenge it. I mean, the Wizards haven't reached the conference final. The Capitals did get to a Stanley Cup final, but they got swept. The Nationals haven't been able to get out of the first round.
Well, they didn't even exist for the bulk of that time.
They didn't exist, right, till 2005. The point is that now they've got some competition as the big dog in town. You know, and still through all this, you know, the Redskins have maintained the print space, web traffic, talk radio time, TV time. I mean, they still get the vast majority of it. And I don't know if this one championship is going to change it, but they can't go on kind of acting like their own entity and have the guy who has final say in player personnel also spend most of his time building a stadium instead of on personnel, God forbid. And just trying to get their business act together and do things the way that successful NFL teams do it. I mean, I think this might be a little kick in the butt to them to say, hey, listen,
a little bit of a wake up call.
One championship. Yeah. one championship might not matter. I mean, I think it'll help the Caps, maybe not at the expense of the Redskins, but if the Nats go and win the World Series and we see Ovi skating around with another cup over his head sometime in the next couple of years, that could start to change things. And the time for the Redskins to start thinking that, hey, they've got some serious competition in town, isn't when Ovi is swimming in the fountain for the third time because they've won their third cup. It's now to try to really say, okay, we got to stop messing around. We got to win something here.
I'm with you. I really am. I think you see that the Skins are, it appears they're kind of trying to modernize their business operations anyway. I mean, they hired a new team president or a new president of business operations. They just hired a new chief marketing officer. Their changes of stuff, I think they're going to, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but I think they're going to modernize their ticket operation. And I think that's all good. Like you said, we're sitting in here and the four of us are obviously pretty invested in what the Redskins do. It kind of determines our professional careers. And I think it'd be premature or anything like that to suggest that they're not the biggest dog in town. But 10 years from now, if you're a kid right now, hockey's going to be your favorite sport. You know, it's going to be if you're a kid growing up in Manassas or Laurel, like you're all in on the Caps. And that's going to be different than it was for me, probably what it was for Pete. Mitch was hatched and somehow grew up a Dolphins fan, so who knows. but it's interesting.
Yeah, it's nothing immediate. It's not an immediate effect to, but you're right. I mean, the younger kids coming up, they've already had kind of a tough time dealing with a Redskins team that has not been all that much fun to watch year in and year out. Moments here and there, but certainly not seasons to remember. Very few and far between. So, they don't think this stuff doesn't matter to the guys in Ashburn, to the Dan Snyders, Bruce Allen,
yeah, sure,
et cetera. They kind of like that. Okay, well, we're not very good, but nobody else is either. So they kind of like that.
Right.
Maybe they're kind of happy in that state. And now that another team's broken through, maybe they'll start saying, okay, now we got to break through.
All right. I want to say this though, before we get to our riveting mini camp preview, I went to game four, the home game was incredible. It piled on six goals. The scene afterwards was wild. So about 1 a.m. or so, I'm in Clyde's next door to the arena and having a beer with my buddy Ahmet and his cousin and his cousin's friend. And we're all just like talking about the Caps going crazy. And somehow his cousin's buddy, who I was friends with, nice guy, starts grilling me about Kirk Cousins and why the Skins weren't able to get a deal done. And he's still mad about it. And the team blew their opportunity. And then like me and this dude are kind of talking for like 10 minutes because I don't think the Kirk Cousins saga is as cut and dry as a lot of fans like to think it is. But regardless, finally, my buddy Ahmet's like, the Caps just won the Stanley Cup final game, and you two idiots are over here arguing about the guy that's not even the quarterback anymore. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And we kind of just moved on.
And I'm sure, next week, the talk radio and everybody, we write about the Redskins every day, so that doesn't affect us one way or the other. But, people be talking about Alex Smith, and I don't know if we'll be digging up Kirk Cousins again, but
right,
it'll be interesting to see what the landscape looks like. After this kind of initial way, after the parade,
right,
Tuesday, that kind of start, the glow starts to fade there. What does life look like in the sports landscape, sports media landscape?
Well, dude, I have never paid. I don't want to say never, but I haven't paid this little attention to baseball in a decade. I heard on the radio this morning driving in that Strasburg's going on the DL. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's going on over there?
Yeah, what is a DL?
What the most exciting part about the Nationals has been their excitement watching the Caps.
Yeah, the stuff yesterday with Ovi throwing the first pitch like 40 feet over, right, Scherzer's head was the best part.
Well, and Scherzer and Zimmerman wearing the helmets and gloves,
And Bryce Harper wearing a Knights jersey.
And Scherzer tweeting the day after his Caps games, being like, thank God I don't have to pitch tomorrow. There's no way I'd be able to get out there.
Just because he's hammered.
That guy was loving the run.
All right, minicamp starts Tuesday. Minicamp is scheduled for 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't think they've practiced on that Thursday in 10 years. Tanner, when's the last time they actually held practice on that Thursday?
Not since I've been going to minicamp starting in 2009.
Mitch, do you remember a third day of minicamp practice? They always cancel it.
I don't know. My favorite bit, and now that D-Hall is retiring, is Chick Hernandez trying to get D-Hall walking off the field on Wednesday, and D-Hall's always like, man, I got a flight to catch. D, you're supposed to practice tomorrow. There's no way you have a flight to catch right now.
Well, we'll ask somebody on Wednesday. So here's an interesting thing. Tuesday is obviously the Caps parade. Tuesday morning is also the Redskins are honoring the replacement players from the 1987 season where they won the Super Bowl, and I don't like the term, but the scab team. Tanner, you can help me here. I watched the 30 for 30 on it. I don't remember that time. The scab team went 3-0, 4-0
They went 3-0, including that
the Monday night win in Dallas. That's a big deal.
Right, that last game, the Monday night win in Dallas, when the regulars, you know, they were the only team in the NFL that did not have a regular player across the picket line and going and play. And they all wanted to come back for that Dallas Monday night game, but the league court, whoever it was, ruled that they had tried to show up too late. So it was all, you know, you had to report by a certain time to play that week, and they didn't meet that deadline. So they watched a lot. You know, maybe they didn't watch. I don't know. They were still kind of salty about the whole thing, I bet. But the replacements went out and beat the Cowboys, who had quarterback Danny White, Hall of Fame running back Tony Dorsett, Hall of Fame defensive lineman Randy Weidman. They had a bunch of guys.
Across
the line. So it was a memorable win.
It's pretty funny. I got my millennial meter in here. I'm watching Pete listen to Tanner talk about the 1987 replacement team. First, Pete started just like messing around on his computer. I don't know what he was doing. Then he just picked up his phone and is just playing with his phone. And I'm like, yeah, this the 1980s. So what's happening on Tuesday is the Skins never gave those guys Super Bowl rings. And that became quite a thing last year when the 30 for 30 came out. And so they're honoring them. I don't know that they're giving them Super Bowl rings, but they're giving them rings.
Yeah, commemorative.
Commemorative rings.
They're not with all the diamonds and everything like that.
Right. The press release says Redskins to honor 1987 replacement players with Super Bowl rings in ceremony on Tuesday, June 12th. If it's Doug Williams has, I kind of doubt that. But
right.
So here's the thing, dude. This thing is at 11 o'clock on Tuesday. You know what else is at 11 o'clock on Tuesday? The start of the Caps parade. And
the parade may start at 11, but that parade really starts at like 7:30
right.
when you're getting out there
right.
and lining up. And,
right.
Yeah, getting your spot on the parade route.
And it's tough because I actually reached out to Redskins PR on this to see is there any way to move this or anything. And they're like, we got people traveling in from all over the country, which makes sense. Yep. I mean, you can't move it. You'd like to think maybe they can move the time, move it up in the morning or do it in the afternoon or something. But it's just tough because I think this could be a really cool thing for those players and for fans and for media. But I think, hell, Mitch, you know this. We're not going to have a single camera to send to this thing, I'm guessing, with the parade going on. You
Are
know?
You kidding me? I mean, I don't want to speak for any other outlet in the
I don't think
the
there'll be
market,
a camera from any of the local stations there.
I don't think there will be a camera there other than the Washington Redskins camera. And quite frankly, outside of the beat reporters, the Post and ESPN and yourself and Rich, I don't know who else is going to be there. I mean, the parade is the biggest thing to happen in this city since
the 92 parade.
Since the Game 5 victory.
It stinks. It's just tough coincidence, tough time. Because Casserly's giving out the rings. I mean, it'll be a cool day, you know?
Yeah.
But
tough one.
I think it also links back to Taylor's blog. Like, the Redskins were hoping to have this big ceremony, and now they're kind of seeing that, you know, sometimes not everyone's just going to flock to them to do this cool little thing looking back in the past, and those players deserve a lot of attention, but there are other things going on in this town.
I texted this to another beat guy. I'm not going to blow any, a beat person about that. The Skins have been the prettiest girl in the room for a really, really long time, and now there's like a pretty good-looking girl walking around.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might make everybody kind of notice what's happening.
Yeah, my favorite shirts my favorite shirts out in Vegas were girls wearing tank tops that said my cup size is Stanley.
Jesus,
pretty solid.
Can we leave?
That girl just walked in the room.
All right, Taylor, 45 second mini camp preview.
It's mini camp continued, except for the fact that it's mandatory. So we'll get to see how Zach Brown looks.
You know what he's going to love is having to answer questions about where he's been.
That's going to go really well. I remember when DeSean Jackson had to do that a couple years ago, and he didn't like it either.
He, you know what? He's not going to say a whole lot. And it's fine. It's voluntary. That would be my answer if I was him.
I'm not going to ask him that. Are you going to ask him, Taylor?
No. Yeah. It's voluntary. He was there for some of it. I know they had a picture of him there. But he wasn't there at the media where. So, you know, I mean, I think it's just the last look, these last 2 days to look at the team and, you know, before they go into training camp, get some final impressions. So we'll,
are they wearing shoulder pads?
It's just helmet.
It's OTAs, mandatory OTAs is all it is.
I'm going to ask Zach.
Contact rules are the same.
I'll ask Zach if he's worried about Josh Harvey Clemens taking his spot. That'll be the first question to open up that scrum.
They're going to take your damn credential.
I have a question for Rich and JP, and I guess me too. But
you always do that. I'm on the podcast too, Mitch. There's three of us.
I know you are, buddy. I know. Will something happen at minicamp that will turn the attention back to the Redskins?
No.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Unless it's an injury.
An injury, right. Yeah.
Or somebody says something. That's what I was trying to get at.
I thought you were trying to get at them doing something crazy. I think there is like this conspiracy theory in town that they like to make announcements and stuff on big days. I think they recognize they're not going to trump this parade. I mean, hell, they already have a Super Bowl thing honoring the 87 teams scheduled. You know what I mean? And we're all saying it's tough because it's just going to fall flat.
Yeah,
that was scheduled before the Caps even made the Stanley Cup final.
Dude, that was scheduled, and just in case there are any conspiracy theorists out there, this thing was scheduled a week ago, I think.
No, earlier than that. It was like mid-May.
You sure? The presser I got is June 5th.
Tony came up to me. No, well, that was a press release, but Tony came up and told me at the OTA, so May, at least May 20th, came up and said, hey, June 12th, replacement player ring ceremony.
See, that's smart. Wiley knows his audience going up to you, Taylor, because you can break out the second half of that Monday night game. Meanwhile, Pete's playing Candy Crush on his phone.
I like the millennial meter. We should keep that thing
The
going.
Millennial meter is pretty strong.
It was strong. I'm looking at pictures of Ovi in the bed with the Stanley Cup and like checking my phone and looking at my Dunkin' iced coffee.
How sweaty are those hands, Pete?
They're drenched, Mitch. You would not want a handshake. Every time I drink coffee, Mitch comes in, and I reach out my hand to give him a high five, but he never obliges because he knows my hands are sweaty.
Of
so
all
just
the stories to be told on this one, that's the one I've cared the least about.
Okay, Taylor, can you talk more about the second half of that game?
I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah, now the old guy meter's gone the other way, dude.
He's reading his newspaper.
Yeah, he's typing a letter to his
on his typewriter.
Right.
We got the millennial meter and the geezer guy.
Ooh, well done, Mitch. Well done. Mitch and I are just weird middle of the roads.
Yep.
Middle of the road. Interesting.
Taylor, will we see Jordan and Trent? Is injury guys different?
Maybe watching. I don't know.
Like, will they be there?
They'll come and be on the sidelines and maybe work out some. But
well, and you know who else? I saw Ty Nsekhe like walking around the facility, but I don't think I've seen him out on the field. Is that right?
No. Okay. Yeah. I don't think they see the, you know, if you've been around for a while, you know, you don't really need that.
Right. I agree.
Need OTAs all that bad. The mental reps you get from OTAs are pretty.
What was that? Somebody just eat a transformer? What was that noise?
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounded like an alien attack in the middle of your statement.
That was weird. All right. So we will.
Did you get an ad during Candy Crush? Is that what happened?
Yeah, sorry guys, I had to turn it down.
Our next podcast, it might just be. Are you going to the parade, Pete?
Yeah, I am.
Why are you being so weird?
Well, I just thought maybe you would make me go to the replacement player thing, but I'm definitely going to the parade.
Well, Chandler, you're going to the replacement player thing, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
Right. I mean, that's okay. I'm going to the parade.
Me too. And I bought so much Stanley Cup gear yesterday.
I mean this respectfully, Pete. You might not be going to the parade. We'll have to sort all that out. We'll see what the boss... Dude, we all have bosses. We'll see what they tell us to do. Mitch, we might have to record a special podcast from the parade where any listeners that find us can come up and just say stuff. What do you think about that, Mitch?
I love it. I'll get you up on whatever float I'm on. I'll get you up and
yes. You're going to be on a float?
Right then, then and there.
I think I got a credential. That's a dueling question. All right, so next podcast will probably come out Tuesday night at some point, and who knows what we're going to be talking about, but it's going to be entertaining. More importantly, podcast party Thursday night. We're ready to go. We want to see all of you. Tell your friends, tell your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your grandmother, whoever wants to come. It's a more the merrier open invitation policy. I am interested in how I need a ride out there. I also might need a ride to minicamp on Wednesday, Pete or Mitch, if that is interesting to you at all.
Did you just lose your car or something?
No, Shelby has camp this week, and it's throwing...
That started. She's got minicamp, too? Well,
Shelby's got minicamp.
Mandatory.
It's actually minicamp, and it's
mini-kid camp?
My wife and I are in intense negotiations about blowing camp off on Tuesday to take her to the parade, but it's her second day of mandatory minicamp, yeah. And I don't
know. She's going to have to answer questions on Wednesday about where
right,
she was.
Right. I'd love
to. She'll pay that fine. She'll pay that fine.
Pay that fine. Exactly.
All the beat reporters will be tweeting out about her absence.
Right. I wonder if I tried to ask her about that, what she would say. She's 2.5 years old, people. So she's got camp, and it's throwing my life into a little bit of chaos, so I'm going to need a ride on Wednesday.
Okay. If you need a ride on Tuesday, then I probably need a ride on Tuesday, because I was just going to go with you to the podcast party.
The podcast party's Thursday, you dummy.
I mean Thursday, sorry. All right, never mind.
My plan, I think, might just be, Chandler, you might know this. Can I just leave my car at One Loudon overnight?
Yes.
All right. I think I might just drive us there. But the plan, as currently constituted, even though he's in the Bahamas and we haven't spoken to him, is to then spend the night at B. Mitch's house. So we need a ride Friday morning from B. Mitch's house back to my car, which maybe that's just an Uber.
It's an Uber.
All right, we'll sort
maybe
all that
this
out.
This is more of a conversation offline, but... I need more details about this B-Mitch sleepover.
I'm actually...
Oh, Mitch doesn't know.
I'm more worried about the B-Mitch sleepover than the podcast party, I think.
Wait, Mitch doesn't know.
Yeah.
So Mitch. I heard bits and pieces of this, but I don't know any details to it.
Dude.
But whatever it is, I'm in.
Yeah,
totally in.
All right, so you're going to have to hustle to get out there.
I'm getting out there.
All right, so Mitch will get there, and we'll get it going once Mitch gets there. Chandler, as you know, Mitchell, has steadfastly refused to let us camp out in his backyard.
You guys were gonna camp out. I was gonna sleep on the second lazy boy
camp, by the way.
Chandler, have you changed your stance at all? Do we get to camp out now?
I've not changed my very reasonable stance.
Not very. We're asking to sleep in your yard, dude. We're not asking to come in the house. How is that reasonable? We just want to sleep in the yard.
No.
And have a small campfire.
Yeah,
very small bonfire.
We'll do s'mores.
We'll tell ghost stories. Play music. Folksy
tunes. I have no doubt that Pete will burn himself at some point.
Yeah.
Pete will definitely burn his shirt. So
B-Mitch will love having you.
So Chandler won't allow us to his house. B-Mitch, the incredibly generous yet alarmingly violent Brian Mitchell, has invited us to stay at his house. And I said, yo, great, we'll camp out. At which point he told us a story about finding a bunch of snakes in his yard.
He shot one off his roof, he told me.
So he offered a garage, which I think is perfect for us.
B-Mitch said he shot his gun 11 times. He's 11 for 11 and has killed like 11 animals in his yard. That is frightening. So I'm staying in his garage.
So
do you question that at all?
No, I totally believe it.
That's the case.
Like B-Mitch, when any story B-Mitch tells me, I just believe. Like the story about punching a horse in college, I believe it. Mitch, when we get done at Matchbox, we're going to B-Mitch's house and he's going to fire up the margarita machine. I think his daughter has graduation that day.
Yeah.
So they're going to be partying all day, and then we're coming over for the late night shift.
In.
Yeah, dude.
100% in.
So we need sleeping bags or
so
something.
So does that mean we'll do the hangover pod from B. Mitch's mansion?
Hangover pod, Friday morning, B. Mitch's house. Taylor, will you join us for that?
There's no better setting.
We'll have to see about that.
Oh, man. The wettest of blankets.
The blanket is fully wet.
All right. I don't think there's anything else to talk about. Pete, Mitch, doesn't Pete have to do 100 shots?
I've decided. I won't do 100 shots, but if you come up and ask for a drink, I'll buy one. I'm going to do the Yoshi thing where I put my shirt over my face and drink a beer through it. I wanted to do a trivia question, but fine. I'll just buy a bunch of drinks.
You can do trivia, but just buy people shots, man. That's what they want you to do.
Okay.
Mitch, you
come
agree
up
with me?
To me and ask for a drink. You'll get one. Probably a lemon drop or a kamikaze again, and we'll have fun. All right. Thank you.
At some point, we got to do this at a bar that serves canned beer. So we can just shotgun beers with Pete all night.
Oh my God, I would love it.
I don't know. You know, we have a very firm no lawyers policy on this podcast, but at some point we might be overstepping a little.
This whole pod might have been an overstep.
All right. Mitch, it's damn good to have you back, buddy.
Meet.
Even though we don't really have you back because you're not going to go to mini camp either day.
Right.
And you're coming to the podcast party late.
Wednesday, I'll be there, I think.
Take a day off, dude. Jeez, you've worked every day for like 2 months.
I can't wait for you to call Alex Smith Alex Ovechkin in person. That's going to be funny.
Have you met Alex Smith yet, Mitchell?
Yeah, we met him at the
FedEx thing.
The Q&A joint?
Event, the Q&A, and one other time, but yeah.
Okay. Have you met Geis yet?
I have not met. Oh, I met Geis at the
draft joint?
The draft party, but that was real, real quick, so that barely counts.
All right, this has been fun. For Mitch and Pete and Tandler, we will see you guys Thursday night. Matchbox, Ashburn, One Loudon. What's it going to be, Pete?
Liddy.
See you guys. I owe you beers.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.